Lisa McPherson was a devout member of the Church of Scientology. Then one day something went wrong. Now she's dead and her aunt says Scientologists are to blame. Extra explores the mystery of Lisa's death. Hello, I'm Maureen O'Boyle and this is Extra.
Lisa McPherson was young, beautiful, devoted to her religion. Then suddenly she died.
They isolated her and did not get her medical help.
Extra investigates this mysterious death and why Lisa's aunt claims the Church of Scientology is to blame for the tragedy. This is Extra. Now, here's Maureen O'Boyle.
Lisa McPherson was young, beautiful, and deeply religious. She was dedicated to the teachings of Scientology. But this spiritual woman died suddenly in 1995, and her aunt claims members of the church are responsible. Now Extra's David Jackson speaks to Lisa's family and Scientology representatives about this controversial case.
It's a two-year-old mystery that may unlock the secrets of the Church of Scientology. One minute, Lisa McPherson was a healthy 36-year-old woman whose love of country dancing was eclipsed only by her love for her church. But the next minute, she was dead. The bizarre circumstances of her death have protesters and Lisa's own aunt blaming the church.
They isolated her and did not get her medical help when it was needed.
The claims sound outrageous. But Del Liebrich says she'll prove them in court in an $80 million wrongful death suit against the church. For 18 years, Lisa was a devout Scientologist who lived close to church headquarters in Clearwater, Florida. In the last 2 years of her life, Lisa reportedly spent over $97,000 to learn the self-help teachings of church founder L. Ron Hubbard. But Del tells me she believes Lisa died because she wanted out. A belief, she says, that was prompted by a mysterious phone call to a friend not long before she died.
And I'll tell you about it when I get there. I can't talk about it over the phone, but said I have a lot to tell you. That I'll be home Christmas for good.
Indicating
what she told her friend.
What was that indicating, do you think?
Well, like her friend thought that she's getting out of Scientology.
Just 2 weeks later, on November 18th, 1995, Lisa was in a minor traffic accident in Clearwater, Florida. She didn't appear injured, but for some reason, she tore off her clothes and ran naked down the street following the accident. Doctors at this hospital prescribed psychiatric help. Lisa refused, in line with church beliefs against psychiatry, and instead checked into Scientology's Fort Harrison Hotel under the care of a doctor who was allegedly not licensed to practice in the state of Florida. 17 days later, Lisa's condition had deteriorated. She was rushed to another hospital where she was dead on arrival. The medical examiner says the cause of death was, quote, a thromboembolism of the left pulmonary artery. In other words, a blood clot. The coroner says that clot came from, quote, bed rest and severe dehydration.
What the coroner's report doesn't say is who's to blame for Lisa's death. Is the church responsible or did she die of natural causes? The lawsuit, of course, is designed to determine that ultimately, but it also accomplishes something else. It gives us a rare look inside the Church of Scientology, both its medical practices and its treatment of its own members.
The lawsuit forced the disclosure of these medical notes written by the Scientologists who cared for Lisa during her 17 days at the hotel. It says, quote, she was very confused and combative. And an entry that could explain her dehydration says that she would, quote, take a sip of water and spits it out. Clearwater police investigators say three of the Scientologists who attended her have apparently left the United States, presumably for Europe.
Did these people do anything to harm her or intentionally harm her? Absolutely not.
Church attorney Laura Vaughn blames anti-Scientology feeling for the two-year Clearwater police investigation and for the lawsuit.
I think that the reason that we're all here, the reason that we're having this discussion, the reason that all of this has happened is because it's the Church of Scientology.
Scientology also insisted we talk with its external affairs director, Kurt Weiland, who tells me he believes Aunt Del is in this for the money.
What they're trying to do here is extort $80 million from the church through these lawsuits, and that means that they will tell 80 million lies if that's what it takes to get to the point of payoff.
Del says that's not true. She simply wants to avenge her niece's death and leave people with a message.
What would you tell anybody that has a family member who's suddenly become involved in Scientology?
I'd say, get out, get out. You don't know what you're getting into.
According to reports in the New York Times, police in Clearwater, Florida, recommended criminal charges be filed in this case, but police refused to discuss specifics of the charges or who might be charged.